Welcome back to another episode of the Wise Mindset Guy podcast, where we explore the mind and everything self-improvement. I'm your host, Nat Plastino, and today we're delving into the profound relationship between our minds and the cosmos. Now, you're probably thinking, Nat, what are you talking about? Like, how is it possible that our minds could actually be connected to the universe, to space, to the cosmos? Well, if you follow certain people like that I do, and in the spiritual realm, and then also in alternative medicine, and also of course in meditation, it is well known that, and it's been highlighted by several people, including people like Deepak Chopra. If you don't know who Deepak Chopra is, he is a well-known author. He is an advocate of alternative medicine and spirituality in general. He's been on the Oprah Winfrey Show. He's well known, and he even says on his podcast and is on social media, he's mentioned that science has been starting to prove that our minds have a connection to the cosmos, to space, to the universe. Now, from ancient philosophers to modern scientists, the idea that our minds are interconnected with the cosmos has fascinated humanity for centuries, actually. But what exactly does it mean? Let's start by considering the concept of consciousness. Our minds, the seat of our thoughts, emotions, and perceptions, are intricately linked to the physical processes of our brains. But could there be more to consciousness than just neural activity? According to some theories in quantum physics, consciousness may play a fundamental role in shaping reality. The renowned physicist Erwin Schrödinger, if I'm saying it correctly, Schrödinger, famously stated, and I quote, "Consciousness is a singular of which the plural is unknown." This kind of suggests that consciousness may not be confined to individual minds, but could be a universal phenomenon, connecting us to the broader fabric of existence. Now, furthermore, we can look into the idea of interconnectedness, as you know, is central to many spiritual and philosophical traditions around the world. You know, concepts like collective unconscious, as proposed by Carl Jung, who is a famous psychiatrist, psychologist, if you want to call him, suggested that there is a deeper shared dimension of the psyche that transcends individual experience. But how does this relate to the cosmos, to the universe, to space itself? Well, if we consider the interconnected nature of the universe, from the kind of the smallest subatomic particles to the vast expanses, of space, we see patterns of connection and interdependence at every level. Some thoughts propose that just as every atom in our bodies is composed of particles forged in the furnaces of stars, our consciousness may be part of the larger cosmic consciousness. It's more like a unified field of awareness that permeates the cosmos. Moreover, recent studies in neuroscience and psychology have revealed the profound impact of practices like meditation, which I profoundly always talk about as part of this podcast, and of course in mindfulness on our brains and mental well-being. These practices often emphasize a sense of connection to oneself, to others, and to the world around us, suggesting that cultivating awareness can lead to a deeper understanding of our place in the cosmos. And I've told this before in many facets, when you actually start to learn about meditation, learn about spirituality, and you start to meditate, and you start to get really good at it, you start to see some different things. you start to see lights and things that you've never seen before. It all comes down to practice, of course. And once you get better at it, you start to be awakened to different thoughts and emotions and different realities. So whether through, you know, we look at it from the terms of the lens of science, spirituality, or personal experience, which I've seen before myself, it seems that the notion of our minds being connected to the cosmos is more than just a philosophical abstraction. It's a concept that invites us to explore the depths of our own consciousness and, really, our relationship to the universe at large. As we continue to unravel the mysteries of the cosmos, and believe me, we've just kind of scratched the surface of it, and also in the workings of our own minds, which we're also scratching the surface of, we still haven't even come close to knowing what our minds can actually do. But what I say, one thing becomes increasingly clear. The journey of discovery is not just about understanding the universe, not understanding the universe, but also about understanding ourselves. That's all for today's episode of the Wise Mind Sick Guy podcast. If you love this episode, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you would share it with a friend or a family member in need. And of course, if you like this episode, please hit subscribe. Again, I will be greatly, greatly appreciated. That's all for today. Bye for now.